We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship, Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, from the Learfield Network Studios. Here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, welcome. Great to be with you again. It is Big 12 softball tournament weekend. It gets underway on Thursday. And we'll talk with Bill Van Ness, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowgirls. They got it handed to them by Oklahoma. Three big wins for the Sooners. The Saturday game, the final game, that was closer, but the Sooners just dominated on their way to their 10th straight and 14th overall Big 12 regular season title. And they're the heavy favorites to win the tournament this weekend. But we'll talk with him about the state of the rest of the conference. Oklahoma State, where are they? One of their big pitchers unavailable for the rest of the season. Texas, is there anyone else that has postseason plans? So we'll talk to him and get a preview on the Big 12 tournament. Did you see that the NCAA Oversight Committee recommended the removal of the divisional formats for football with 12 or more teams? So the Big 12 kind of had it right. Once the Big 12 added the championship game, once they put the championship game back in there. But now, this basically gives the Big Ten the opportunity to pit Ohio State and whoever else is the second best team, regardless of what happens to Ohio State in their division. If they finish in second behind Michigan or Penn State, if that were to ever happen, it leaves the door open for them to try to get back in. I think it'll be an easy transition for the Big 12. They're already kind of used to it. So they'll go to divisions, but we're getting the two best teams to play in the championship game anyway right now. So that's cool. We'll have an interview with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby in his final days and months before he hands the reins over. So we've got a lot going on, and we invite you to settle in and stay with us for the next hour. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student-athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show as a podcast. Download it. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even the Big 12's official athletic website, Big12Sports.com. And you'll see our big logo if you scroll down. Subscribe to Big 12 This Week. All right, softball coming up. The tournament begins on Thursday. And joining me is Bill Van Ness, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowgirls softball team. Bill, welcome and a pleasure to talk with you again.
Thank you, Bill. It's always good to talk to you guys. And yeah, the postseason's upon us. It doesn't seem right. It seems like we just got started.
Well, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State met this past weekend, Bedlam, and Oklahoma left little doubt that they still reign supreme in the conference. As you think back about that weekend from the Oklahoma State perspective, was it disappointing? Is there anything that you can draw that would be encouraging heading into this weekend? Does it add fuel to the fire? Kind of how do you take this past weekend and the three-game sweep?
Well, I'm tired of people saying, well, at least you didn't get run ruled because there are no moral victories. Kenny Gajewski has said that during the weekend and on his coach's show that we air locally. He said that earlier on the week. And he's right. There are no moral victories. You played well enough to win at least two of those games. The Saturday game was the most competitive of the group. You're up 2-1. You hit two batters. You get an out. You walk a batter. And here's Jocelyn Allo, and the best home run hitter who's ever played the game of women's professional or non-professional softball in Division I. And you're thinking, well, you don't want to give up the grand slam. And that's exactly what happened. I would have walked her personally and pitched to the next hitter. If it was a 2-2 game, I'd rather have the next hitter beat me. But she's a competitive player, and she had been out a couple of times earlier in the game on called third strikes. So you roll the dice and take your chances. But this is a competitive Oklahoma State team. There's no question about it. They're just in a funk right now. They've only scored 6 runs in their last 5 games. And that is, way below their average of 6 runs a game that they've been scoring both in and out of the conference before that. I think they have a chance to still make a statement at the Big 12 tournament. You end up playing Kansas in the first round. Your poll numbers are 7-8. Your RPI is 7. You sit in a very good spot of still having a national seed when the weekend is over. If you play Kansas and beat them, you're probably going to get Texas. They play a Texas Tech team that is in total disarray right now, having let go their entire coaching staff and basically volunteers who are helping to run the program. Texas will be out for blood anyway in this tournament because they know what happened the last times they played Oklahoma State. They've lost 9 out of 10 to them, including games this year that were played here in Stillwater. And so if the 3 top teams end up playing somewhere in the semifinals, that would not surprise me. Oklahoma, of course, gets a first-round bye. That Iowa State-Baylor game intrigues me a little bit because both of those teams can hit, and that might be a 12-10 game. And, of course, it was recently Iowa State took a series from Baylor, but Baylor just, beat Texas Friday. It was Saturday, yeah. Beat them 17-3 or whatever it was, and then got shut out on Sunday. So there's a lot of competition 4 through 7. I think Kansas is a good team. They don't have much pitching, but they can hit a little bit. And so it's going to be interesting to see where everybody winds up. In the end, I think there's only 3 NCAA teams, and it's those top 3 that we have. Texas number 3, Oklahoma State number 2, and Oklahoma number 1. Oklahoma State, going back to the Cowgirls, if they're going to secure that national seed, they have to, at least in my mind, get to the finals on Saturday, most likely against Oklahoma.
Bill Van Ness joining us, the voice of the Oklahoma State softball team here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You had mentioned Oklahoma State in a funk. What happened? Were they maybe peeking ahead a little bit, or just one of those things where you hit the ebb and flow of a season and you just kind of hit a downspout at the wrong time, maybe?
Combination of things, Bill. First of all, at the end of the Texas game, they lose Miranda Ellis as a pitcher. She's probably done for the rest of the year. She is able to hit. She tore the tendon muscle between the bicep and the shoulder.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And so her pitching is not going to happen, I don't think, the rest of the year. Secondly, you made errors in games that you're not used to making errors. Before the Florida State double game, two-game series, they had made 20 errors all year. They made two in one inning and lost one of those two games. They also made a couple of mistakes on the base pass in that second game. They kind of threw it away a little bit against Oklahoma in a couple of the games. They had some base running errors. They had some players thrown out the plate. You take that risk and try and score. I get that. And then you're hitting. They went 0 for 136 between extra base hits. They did not get one from the second inning of the Texas game to the home run by Haley Busby on Saturday against OU.
Wow.
That is not like this Oklahoma State team at all. 0 for 136 in terms of extra base hits. Now, they had hit batsmen and, you know, singles and walks and things of that nature, and they were given some base runners because of errors by the other team, but no extra base hits. And it's hard to beat somebody like a Florida State, like an Oklahoma State, or an Oklahoma, rather, by anybody like Oklahoma State or anybody else if you don't have extra base hits. And so the Cowgirls got some of those on Saturday, but again, gave up the grand slam, and that was the difference in the game.
Bill, what did it mean to this team and the psychological effect that it has now that Miranda Ellis is out, somebody that's a leader in that circle, a grad student, to not have her? Has that had an effect on this team emotionally?
I think it did at Florida State a little bit. I don't think it did against OU. The girl that has replaced her, excuse me, Morgan Day, has pitched very well. She's had a couple of, you know, Florida State, she gave up two home runs. Against OU, she walked too many people. You can't give, you know, those type of base runners away. And at Florida State, they let an Oklahoma product and a girl that had hit 125 who had never hit a home run in her life before come off the bench and hit one off her. She made two mistakes. She'd pitched well in the three previous outings she'd had as a spot starter. But, yeah, to lose Ellis and her veteran leadership, and, you know, she had started off poorly this year as well and shook the rust off having not played in a year and a half and really was leading this team and then hurts her arm and that's it. But at least she's there. She's able to hit. She's able to play. And it's not as if she's out for the year. They will need her bat down the stretch. I don't care who we're playing from this point on.
Bill Van Ness, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowgirls softball team, is our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Big 12 tournament, which starts on Thursday, and we'll do that next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start savings you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest is Bill Van Ness, the voice of the Cowgirls softball team. I want to go back to Jocelyn Alo. Just talk about, as an outsider, you get to see her a few times a year, one of the most prolific hitters in the game ever. Just talk about her talents.
Well, first of all, she's a very good hitter. She is a good enough hitter that it is hard to throw most things by her. When she misses as a hitter, it's usually up in the zone. That's not a scouting report. That's a big secret, okay? But it is hard to throw a ball by her that's below the letters. And we found that out on Saturday, and we've seen it before. And I've watched her on TV. I have access to Center Sports up here on our cable system, so I get to see a lot of games and TiVo them and watch them later and be able to scout a lot of our Big 12 opponents that way. But, OU people will tell you the three hardest games they've had this year, other than the loss at Texas, were the games they played last weekend. Oklahoma State made them work. You know what I'm saying, Bill? They didn't give them those wins.
Yeah.
They had to earn them. And, in fact, on Saturday, they had to come from behind to win the game. And so it was three toughest games, maybe, other than the Texas loss they've had all year. And they will tell you that. Oklahoma State, it's like, gosh, we haven't beaten in Norman in 1995. I guess they haven't won in Norman. So there's two perspectives here. But I don't care who you are, if you're Virginia Tech or UCLA or any of the teams in the top eight, top ten, the road to the national championship goes through Norman. It does.
Bill, what do you think of this new single elimination format for the Big 12 tournament?
I like it because it kind of gets us back to the old days. You're guaranteed at least a game. Everybody gets to participate into the first day other than the first round bye. And I think it's a condensed, concise tournament. It helps the people playing in it. It helps the people coaching in it. It helps broadcasters. It helps the Big 12 who runs it. It helps Oklahoma City. you're going to have some people here for 3 days. We're going to watch every game, whether their team's out or not. I think it's a good format. And I didn't like the years we didn't play it, I guess is where I'm going with this. I like the fact that we're doing it now. And if it has to be in this format, so be it. I'm not a giant fan of it, but I don't like starting on Tuesday and finishing on Sunday either.
Yeah. Our can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Thursday at noon, Iowa State versus Baylor. You think that'll be high-scoring? If I had to pin you down and have you make a pick, who do you think pulls that one out?
You know, Iowa State's played better down the stretch. They beat Oklahoma State, if you remember, a month ago up in Ames in a one-hit game that I went up and called. And I was very impressed with Iowa State. Their pitching is up and down, but boy, when it's on, it's as good as anybody's. Baylor's kind of the same way. You know, they come out, they kind of struggle on Friday, and then they go down to Austin, and you know, they kick Texas's butt basically on Saturday, and then get 3-hit shutout on Sunday. So they're up and down, too. I respect both of these coaches, and I think that's going to be a tight game. I would pick Baylor, only because I think in the end they may have a little bit better pitching, but we'll see. Again, if Iowa State won, it would not surprise me.
The middle game, the Oklahoma State Cowgirls taking on Kansas. Bill, my gut tells me, and you touched on it with Kansas maybe not having the pitching, I think this is where OSU kind of breaks out in this game.
Well, they'll start Kelly Maxwell, and Maxwell's had three of her worst games ever as a Cowgirl her last three times out. So I know she wants to reverse that. She's one of the top 10 nominees for Player of the Year. They just need to finish what they start and play like they did against Kansas at home about 6 weeks ago, and then that takes you into Friday. But the Cowgirls should be able to take care of Kansas.
Bill, I know you don't cover the team, but can you explain, by the way, the third game on this first day of the Big 12 tournament is Texas against Texas Tech. Can you enlighten our fans as to maybe what had happened at Texas Tech? You talked about it, and I've mentioned it too. It turned into be an absolute mess with the coaching staff gone. And
player revolt more than anything else. And the husband and wife team that were there as the head coach and the associate head coach, I think they lost their team. We had seen a little bit of that when they were here earlier this year. Played here in Stillwater. We saw a little bit of it, actually, out in Lubbock last year. There were just things that went on that you're like, wow, who's running the show here? You know, and it was a situation where this is the second time in 4 years now that Texas Tech is basically starting over. You feel for that program because some people have the opinion it's tough to recruit to Lubbock, yada, yada, yada. I'll buy any of that because their baseball is pretty good. Their football is not bad. They've had high-profile coaches who have coached there. They just won a national championship recently in basketball. Don't give me this Lubbock on the prairie and tumbleweeds and all that, because that's not the case. Lubbock is a quality college town, and their softball program needs to reflect that. I'm not saying they need to get well this weekend, but they should be better than they are.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how the rest
and then
of
Texas is Texas. Yeah,
Texas is Texas, yeah. So you expect three teams postseason once this tournament plays out with Oklahoma, OSU, and Texas.
Right, yeah. And Texas will host a regional, but they won't host a super because their numbers aren't good enough. The Cowgirls are a bubble team for a national seed. And like I said, unless you just lose against Kansas and get to Texas, and if you beat them, that helps, you should be able to maintain. I mean, they lost to OU, and their RPI went up.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen, but it did. And again, their ranking was 6-7, and now it's 7-8, so you're a bubble team. And, of course, Oklahoma is defending national champion. And as I said earlier, the road to the national title goes through Norman before it comes to Oklahoma City, because they'll host a regional and a super. But the fastest way to get to OKC is to host both events, and I think the Cowgirls have a shot at it. OU will do it for sure, and boy, if Texas wins their regional, I would not want to put them in their super.
Our Can't Miss Games of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. It
you
is.
You didn't ask me who I thought was going to win the tournament, Bill.
Well, I was getting to that.
Okay. All right.
Hold on now. Let me finish my little live read here for
okay.
TicketsForLess.com.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I know. I'm just joking. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. We are working our way through. I didn't even get to Friday. So we're going to say OU against Baylor and then Oklahoma State against Texas. So who wins those games? And who?
Two quality games there. Yeah,
yeah, those would be really great games.
Those are two quality games. And here's the deal. Oklahoma, they should beat Baylor. The Cowgirls, if they play the way they've been lately, will struggle. But if they play like they did before the team went to Tallahassee, I think they're going to be in good shape. We're hoping for Bedlam around here, and Norman, too, I think, is hoping, and so is Oklahoma City, for a Bedlam final on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't have all the bells and whistles here, so I can't do a drum roll, but now we've gotten to the championship game. Who wins the Big 12 championship? Are you pulling out a shocker, or are you going with the Sooners?
Well, I would like to go with Oklahoma State, but if you had, you know, money on it, you'd probably bet OU. But I think the Cowgirls have the best shot of giving them the most competitive game. How's that for covering myself?
That's good. That's a great answer. No, I think you're right. I mean, OU.
But I also think Texas could be competitive, but again, you would like to see, if you're a Cowboy or a Cowgirl fan, you would like to see Bedlam in the finals, only because that's what this tournament is all about. Now, this is about getting the two Oklahoma teams to the finals for the biggest draw on a national stage. And then let's see what happens on Sunday, because that's when we'll find out where everybody goes.
Right. Yep. Hey, listen, if a 90-1 can win the Kentucky Derby, then all bets are off when it comes to, you just don't know what's going to happen. So while certainly the Sooners are the
better, those are better. The New York Jets have better odds of being in the Super Bowl than that horse did on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. All right. So, Bill, I have to ask you now, because I noticed when you were in Florida. So did you tie in a vacation with the Florida State series? Or
that was working with time off.
Okay.
We did go to the beach. I had my son and a friend with me who had never been to the Gulf. He'd flown over to go to Cozumel, but I told him that doesn't count.
Yeah.
So Tallahassee's only, 45 minutes from the one spot where you can actually go to the Gulf and see things, between Perry, Florida and Panama City. And so we drove down there, and he put his toes in the water, as the song says, and my son picked up a lot of seashells for his girlfriend, and I just sit there and said I could be here all day.
Yeah. Well,
and so we made it kind of a mini vacation, but we drove down there and back because we wanted to take in all the sights and just do that for 4 or 5 days. And so that was a lot of fun. Now, if we don't host a Super Regional, I'm hoping that we don't get sent to, you know, Seattle or Los Angeles or someplace, because I've seen enough of the ocean to solve my time for a while. But, as I said before, if the Cowgirls can win at least two and get to the finals, I think they're a top eight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to clue our listeners in here. I follow Bill on we're Facebook friends. And mm-hmm. You were shopping, and there was a rack full of blazers of multi-colors, and there was a bright orange. I mean, it looked like it was custom-made for Oklahoma State. And you had put out a little poll on Facebook, should I get the jacket? Thing is, and I'll tell you, folks, this thing is bright orange. And Bill was like, should I pull the trigger on this thing? And I think most people said, yes, do it. Did you buy the blazer?
It was. Yes, I did. It was 55-1 before I went back to the other end of the mall there at Tallahassee and drove back around to the department store that starts with D and ends in S and bought the jacket. The jacket is technically tangerine.
Oh, okay.
but that's an orange, okay?
Yeah.
And so and it was the only one that fit me. The rest of them were unfortunately for me too small. And so I thought, well, this is karma. And so after I put on Facebook that I'd bought the jacket, it was like 75-0 in favor of it. But and it was funny because the only person who said no is my boss.
Well, they're
because
probably
I put on there. Let me tell the story further. I had put on the Facebook post, and you saw this. Money is not an object, and it's my size. Buy it, yes or no?
Right.
She was the only no. So there you go.
Well,
so as a matter of fact, as we're doing this podcast,
yeah,
this is hanging on the door in my office, and I'm looking at it right now.
Have you worn it yet? Did you wear it for Bedlam?
Not out in public, no, because we sit outside in Norman, and I would have it would have melted to me, and I'd still be wearing it.
Yeah.
But no, I plan on wearing this to postseason.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You may see me if you're at the Big 12 this weekend, and we get to the finals. I may wear it Saturday. Okay, but for sure, when we're at home in round one, this jacket will be on.
Yeah, the tangerine sport coat. I loved it. I'm like, that's you have to do it. That's great. That could be your signature now. You know it's a big-time game.
98% wool, 2% spandex.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know it's a big OSU softball game if Bill Van Ness has the tangerine sport coat. So, well, I enjoyed the visit. Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, Bill. Anytime.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself. We'll be right back.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on Sirius XM Channel 375, Thursday evenings at 6 Eastern. And we're going to talk to Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby next. But a big baseball weekend. Oklahoma State got walked off by Dallas Baptist. And last week we had Rex Holt, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And he said that if they wanted to get into the top eight, they needed to win seven, maybe eight of their final 10 games, and talked about that Dallas Baptist game being a big one. They walked him off. DBU scored two in the ninth. And the final score was 8-7. Oklahoma State at home this weekend, taking on Texas Tech in a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. Kansas State hosts Baylor. Kansas will host TCU, and Oklahoma hosts West Virginia. And that'll be a good series, too. Oklahoma State right now, the Cowboys still lead the Big 12 13-5, and TCU is behind them with a 13-8 record. And then you've got Texas Tech and Oklahoma at 11-7, with West Virginia just a game behind at 10-8, and Texas has the week off. So West Virginia, Oklahoma, a big battle here for fourth place, maybe even third, depending on what happens in that OSU-Tech series this weekend. So a lot on the line still as teams jockey for position. We'll be back with Commissioner Bob Bowlsby next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics. It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We return to Big 12 this week, and my guest, Bob Bowlsby, Big 12 commissioner. The news came down that you'll be handing the Big 12 reins over to someone else later this year.
No, the timing is right. I turned 70 in January, and that's actually longer than I expected to work. And one thing led to another, and there wasn't an obvious off ramp. But I feel good about the timing. I had the drudgery of actually signing up on a mandatory basis for Social Security, which sort of got me pondering a little bit. I can tell you it wasn't a pleasing process for me to go through it. It smacked me right in the face that I actually was getting old, despite being feeling good and being in good health and enjoying what I'm doing. But the timing just seemed to be right for me, and I think the timing is right for the conference. And so right now it feels pretty good, and I think it'll continue to feel good.
Yeah. Well, let me say congratulations then. I was going to ask you this too. We talked extensively here on the program with you during the pandemic, and then Oklahoma and Texas. Did those events, I don't want to say force you, but did you feel like you needed to stay on to get through those things? And had those things not have happened, would you have maybe focused on family a little bit more sooner?
Well, retrospect is always easy, and I can't tell you that I know just exactly what I would have done, but I would have felt like I was leaving our members in the lurch if I had not stayed to see us through as much of COVID as I could. We were talking during August of 2020, and with 2 weeks to go in the summer, we didn't know if we were going to be playing college football. And because of the the impact financially that that has on our institutions and competitively as well. There was just a whole lot of uncertainty. And so, there really wasn't any opportunity to do that at the time. And then, I would say that the Oklahoma-Texas news, while shocking to us, we've worked our way through it, and there were things to do, and I wouldn't want it to have retired during that time either. But, the fact is, I came to the conclusion, and I think the board came to the conclusion, that there isn't going to be a time when there is calm water uniformly. And there are better times than others to get on the off ramp. And I think this is a better time than some other times might be. But it just seems right for me, and I think it seems right for the conference, and I think they are correct when they say, we have some long-term decisions that are going to need to be made, including a television media negotiation, and to have somebody with a longer runway than I have, it makes perfect sense. My contract runs through June 30th of 2025, and I wouldn't extend it even if they had asked me to. And I'm going to be 74 years old at that point, and it makes a lot of sense, and the board has been generous to me, and it's a mutual thing. We talked our way through it, and it was very collaborative, and we mutually agreed that this was the right thing to do at the right time.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby joining us on Big 12 this week. There's names floating around as potential next commissioners. I'm not even going to ask you about that. But what advantages are there to having someone from inside the conference being elevated to that position? And what are the advantages of having someone from the outside come in as a new commissioner?
Oh, I don't know that I'm capable of making those sorts of judgments, Bill. We certainly have some very capable people in house. The board executive committee has indicated that they plan to hire a search firm and do a national search. And I'm sure they'll consider internal candidates that are interested. I'd be surprised if some of our athletics directors and maybe even some of our current and former presidents might not have some interest in it. But they oftentimes candidates appear that we weren't thinking of previously, and that's why you use a search firm. But I think somebody with some campus experience is going to be really important. I found that to be a critical ingredient for me in terms of my ability to understand what was going on campuses and properly support it. So, I suspect that there's a fairly good chance that whoever comes in is going to have had some conference experience and some campus experience. But beyond that, there are a lot of good people out there, and there are a lot of good people in-house. And so to the extent that in-house candidates want to be considered, I hope they will be. And we certainly will have some good interest from outside.
The bookends of your run in the Big 12, the arrival of West Virginia and TCU, and now the arrival of Houston, Central Florida, BYU, Cincy. How do you feel about the conference now in terms of the shape and standing of where it is at this moment?
Well, you don't replace big brands like Oklahoma and Texas. And so that statement sort of stands on its own. But we went out and found four institutions that fit our needs, gets us back to a membership of 12, even though we expect to have 14 for a period of time. But the universities, Cincinnati is the second largest or the second oldest public university in the country. The University of Central Florida is the second largest in the entire United States. They're in great recruiting areas, as is the University of Houston. And of course, some of our schools have been affiliated with Houston in the past. And BYU has truly a worldwide appeal and fan base, and have had extraordinary success as an independent in football and as a member of the West Coast Conference in their other sports. And so, you know, I think we attracted the best available schools to come in. We added 200,000 alumni. We added great recruiting bases. We added some terrific coaches. And so I think the future of the league is very bright. I have the slightest concern that we will compete very well at the national level in our high profile sports, as well as everything else that we sponsor.
What are some of the biggest issues that college athletics, not just the Big 12, but college athletics in general, will face in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, we're still in the midst of a number of lawsuits. The Alston lawsuit was primarily about football and men's and women's basketball, but there's another pending suit that's been consolidated that's called the House Oliver suit. And it's essentially asking for the same benefits for student athletes in all other sports. That's going to get heard in May of 24. And then we've spent a lot of time working with Congress and with state legislatures to work our way through things like name, image, and likeness and student athlete employment status and, you know, some of those kinds of thorny and difficult issues that aren't going to be resolved in any sort of immediate way. And, you know, we certainly are in a new environment of relative free agency with the transfer portal. So, you know, intercollegiate athletics has its share of issues on its hands, and you know, none of the ones that I mentioned are going to be resolved in the very near term. It's going to be 2, 3, 4 years before legislative initiatives work through the system and before some of the judicial aspects of this are going to be resolved. So, you know, that was one of the things that informed my decision and the decision of the board, is that these are exceedingly long periods of time within which we're going to resolve some of this stuff, and there's no way to speed it up. So I think that certainly bore on the decision and the timing, but I've been at this for almost 45 years, and this is certainly the most litigious environment in which I've worked. It is certainly the time when the legislatures at the state level and the national level are engaged in intercollegiate athletics activities. The American collegiate model in athletics is unique in the world. We're also the only United States, we're the only International Olympic Committee that doesn't provide any federal money from the government to the Olympic movement. And so the colleges and universities are a huge part of developing our Olympic teams. We think about the tectonic plates shifting around and the amount of change that's going on right now. There's a very real trickle down that could be realized if we're not careful relative to women's sports and men's and women's Olympic sports. There are some real challenges. And so, I think that really helped to inform why now. Because somebody's going to need to manage those things on behalf of the Big 12 for the foreseeable future, but even perhaps into the unforeseeable future.
Yeah. What does retirement look like for Bob Bowlsby? You out traveling, the honeydew list, what?
Probably a little bit of each of those. I think my wife is mortified at the thought of me being around all the time. And, she told me, I don't need any help from you. And I think that's probably clear enough direction that I'm going to need to find some things to do outside of the house. I serve on a number of boards now, and most of them are philanthropic boards and nonprofits. But I've had some people express interest in having me serve on corporate boards, and so I may look into that. I have my own personal activities that I like to be involved in. I have a lot of interests outside of athletics, and I may end up consulting with the Big 12 for a while. It depends a little bit on who the commissioner is and if they want me to be of some assistance to them. But
yeah, well, congratulations again. I think it's great news when you don't have to worry about deadlines and you can set your own agenda and schedules, and that's what we all strive for. So,
well, I'm always happy to come on with you, Bill. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do for Big 12 athletics.
Yeah, thank you. More coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wrapping up on Big 12 This Week, thanks to Commissioner Bowlsby and Bill Van Ness, my guest. And I want to take a moment and send a big thank you out to Braden Hart, who has worked on this program since the pandemic. He keeps an ear out for me, gets us in and out of our segments, and he has the most important job of the show, and that's making sure our commercials air. I mean, I can mess up as often as I want, but if Braden Hart screws up, we don't get paid. Well, he's never missed a beat, but this was Braden's final show. He's moving on to other things, and Braden, I appreciate your effort coming in from his full-time job, spending a couple of hours on Wednesday evenings when the show first airs, making sure the show goes off without a hitch. Best of luck. You're always welcome to come back, and whoever we have next week, they've got big shoes to fill. So again, thank you, Braden, for all that you've done. That will do it for this week. I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.